Welcome to this inaugural episode of Proclaiming the Truth in Love podcast. This podcast is a ministry of Covenant Presbyterian Church located in Berkeley, California. We are pleased to be starting this new podcast to encourage Christians in the Bay Area and to educate those who are seeking answers to the key, difficult questions that we all face in our lives. I am John Rotifer, an elder at Covenant Presbyterian Church.
And I am Wayne Faulkner, pastor of Covenant Presbyterian Church. Covenant Presbyterian Church is a Reformed evangelical congregation that is a member of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church. We seek by the power of the Holy Spirit to proclaim the gospel of God's grace in Jesus Christ to the city of Berkeley and the surrounding communities. Our system of doctrine is known as the Reformed Faith. It pulls together the most significant doctrines taught in the Bible. These doctrines and the Reformed faith is summarized in the Westminster Confession of Faith, and it's an accompanied larger and shorter catechism. We believe that these, what we call the Westminster Standards, are a reliable summary of what the Bible teaches.
In this inaugural episode, we want to describe what is behind the title of our podcast, Proclaiming the Truth in Love, and what we hope to accomplish. To start with, the name of the podcast comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, which says, "Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ." But speaking the truth in love is what we as a congregation of Jesus Christ are called to do. More than that, we are to go into all the world and proclaim the gospel and make disciples of the nations. Therefore, our goal in this podcast is to proclaim the truth in love to Berkeley and the surrounding area. Pastor Wayne, just who is it that we're trying to reach with this podcast?
Well, we would love this podcast to reach everybody. Christ sends His church out. It's to spread the seed far and wide. But we could summarize who we're trying to reach by three groups. The first group, of course, members of our congregation and other Christians. We're going to talk about the Bible and what it teaches and teach maybe a little bit more in depth of certain doctrines. So any Christian could benefit from this podcast. But another group, again, picking up on this idea of proclaiming the truth in love, is there are many people who do not know the truth. So we're trying to reach those who are not Christians, those who maybe are looking for a church or are new to Christianity. And so we're looking for that group. The third group, actually, we would also hope would listen to our podcast is maybe those who are opposed to the Christian doctrine. We're going to be asking questions of people in the community and responding, especially here in the San Francisco Bay Area. There are a lot of people who are hostile to Christianity for various reasons. Some of them may be justified, that I would even say what Christians do, but many are unjustified. And what they may be against is not what Christianity is, but maybe what Christians have falsely expressed Christianity, as well as people misunderstanding. So those are the three groups. That's a very summarized idea of who we're looking for.
It is a broad group, but it's we're really hoping to engage the full cross-section of people that we have here in the Berkeley area. Well, what about the name of the podcast? What do we mean by truth?
Truth. That's a very big word nowadays. People talk about their truth, my truth, your truth. The basic contention of Christianity is there is one truth. There is an objective truth. That's something that maybe 15 years ago, everyone would have agreed that there's an objective truth. People may have disagreed of what that truth was, but now we live in a culture where there is no such thing as objective truth, at least popularly speaking. But when we say truth, we mean Jesus. That's the simplest way to say it. Yeah. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The high school here in Berkeley has on the top of it, "The truth shall set you free." And that's the other thing we believe is that saying that they have on that school came from Jesus Christ. He said, "The truth shall set you free." He will set you free. So we believe that Jesus is the whole truth. He is God incarnate. And so that's the simple way of what we mean by truth. And that truth is given to us, by the way, not by what I say or what I subjectively say or maybe what a church says. What we believe is Jesus is a truth, and he gives us the truth through the scriptures, which we believe are from God and Jesus. So that is what we mean by truth.
Well, and right, so for Christians, the truth comes from the special revelation that God has given us through his word, the Bible. So as we proclaim the truth each episode, we're going to be proclaiming that truth as we understand it to be rooted in the Bible, in God's word.
Yes, I think another thing which we need to understand is that the truth is a good truth. When we talk about proclaiming the truth in love, as we said, we're proclaiming Christ. Well, Christ, he's good news. And so that's what we're proclaiming. We're proclaiming the good news to a lost and fallen world. Everybody who descends from Adam, again, we're getting into our doctrine, is a sinner and in need of this truth. Yes. That's why, if you ever hear the term gospel, that really comes from the Greek word that means good news. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so that's the truth, but we also need to talk a little bit about what we mean by in love. We are called to do everything in love as Christians. Therefore, we strive to do all things in love. But what do we mean when we use the word love? We mean, as I understand it from the word, that it's the love that Jesus commanded in John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35, which says, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for another." We are loved as Jesus loves us. Therefore, we are to be known by our self-giving, sacrificial, unconditional love for one another. And it's with this type of love that we want to reach out to those around us with the gospel. Anything that you can add to that, Pastor Wayne?
Well, yeah. I mean, notice how you started that. I want to let people know, you said, what is love? And you went to what we call the truth. Remember, we said the truth is...
That's true.
Yes. And so in doing that, you're being consistent with what we believe. Love is not something I define. It's not something that a poet designed. There are some great poets and some great songs. The Beatles said, all you need is love. They're right. But love, and you quoted John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. It's interesting. Jesus says in the gospel that John records, he says, "A new commandment I give to you." John, in his epistle, which is his first epistle, which a lot of people believe is a commentary on what he wrote in the gospel that he wrote, he says, "A new commandment I give to you," but it's not a new commandment. Well, it's the idea of that the commandment that people used to think about love is doing unto others as they would have done unto you. That's from the Old Testament. It's repeated in the New Testament, and a lot of people see that popularly. But Jesus really gives a new commandment of love. And his new commandment is, love each other as I have loved you. Notice the difference there.
It's very different.
Yeah, because how did he love us? Well, he says, no greater love than man has for another that he gives his life for his brother. And so that's what we're called to do. And that is what love is. Now, we are to proclaim the truth in love. The truth that we proclaim is Jesus, but he's also the love that we proclaim. Because we're called to do it in love. I'm called to live a life of love, but guess what? Just as I'm not the truth, I ultimately cannot measure up to that love. I'm called to strive for it, as we all are, but we don't proclaim ourselves, we proclaim him. But yeah, he's the standard of the truth, and he's the standard of our love that we should strive for.
To go back to something you said when we were talking about truth, you talked about how the truth is proclaimed to sinners.
Yes.
And as Christians, we're sinners still. We're justified sinners and always in need of Christ, our Savior, who is who we are proclaiming as we share this podcast. And while we call sin, in proclaiming the gospel, we speak of the solution to the sin problem that we all have, right?
Yes. That is the greatest thing that we can speak to people, is the truth of Scripture, and what? Really truth of our Savior.
Well, and when we do so, it's not our purpose to condemn anyone, right? We do not, but we don't shy away from saying that every human being is a sinner and justly is deserving of the wrath of God. But we do so acknowledging that we ourselves are sinners who have found redemption, the forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ.
Well, we have no right to condemn others. Yeah. But the truth is, and this is what people may not want to hear, but we're already condemned. Jesus says, I have not come to condemn the world. Condemnation has already happened. He's come to deliver those of us who are condemned.
Yes.
Already.
Yep. So for us, this good news, the gospel, really is the most important news in the world, because it's about eternity. It's about what happens after we pass on from this life. We would not really be loving our neighbor if we withheld this news from those around us. And as a ministry of Covenant Presbyterian Church, we see this podcast as another way in which we can communicate that good news to Berkeley. That is the good news of Jesus Christ. Pastor Wayne, just something that comes to my mind as we're talking, you know, we've talked about truth, we've talked about love, but it's really important that those two are connected to each other. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's where a lot of Christians and or churches at times have gone shipwrecked. In trying to emphasize one of them, they actually destroy both. Mm. You see, it's reliance upon God's grace and only upon that, that we are able to even speak the truth in love. I often tell people that truth and love are inseparable. They're always connected. And as I said, if you try to emphasize one over the other, you end up destroying both. There are some who speak of the love of God in such a way as to deny the truth of his holiness and the coming judgment. By the way, when we speak of God's wrath or judgment, it's not what we call an essential aspect of God's nature. It's a response of his holiness to sin.
Hmm. Yeah.
And so if he's holy and can't stand in the presence of sinners when sinners there, he must in his justice judge it. And so if we speak of love as if there is no holiness of God, there is no justice of God, you know, that people treat God that way sometimes. He's just a loving, forgiving God. They think of him as a eternal Santa Claus who gives gifts to people. One good way that I have of correcting people with that view is I heard years ago a minister talk about, imagine that your family was murdered, slaughtered, and you come home and find out they were slaughtered. Hmm. But then your neighbor says, oh, don't worry, the police got here. And they arrested the perpetrator. And so you go there to the police station and say, you know, you're distraught. And then they tell you, oh yeah, we arrested them, but we let them go because we're a forgiving society. You know, in your heart, you go, no, justice. You see, God is loving, but he's also just. And so people who say that there is no judgment, well, then there's no need for Christ and there's no justice in the world. So that's the other thing. And the other, there are those who emphasize God's just hatred of sin to an extreme. You know, they emphasize God's truth to an extreme,
right,
that he's hating sinners, and they neglect God's love and the means of God's love in the sending of Christ to save sinners. They come with a judgmental spirit. By the way, many people who are not Christians, that's what they think Christians are. They think Christians are those who judge. There is the Westboro Baptist Church, which it may be in Westboro, they may be Baptist, but they're not a church. They're a hate group. And they really, they're the ones who take that to an extreme, where they'll protest and they'll talk about these sinners, how God hates them, and certain types of sinners. They're the type of group that neglect the truth of the gospel. They neglect that they are sinners too and desire. And so what we're going to try and do as best we can, as reliant upon God's grace, is to speak both the truth in love.
Well, and as we speak the truth or proclaim the truth in love, wanted to just give our listeners an idea of what kind of topics that we're planning on covering over the coming episodes. And we're really focusing on some big questions. Big questions like, who is God? Who is Jesus? What is Christianity? A lot of different views of what Christianity is, but again, what does God Himself tell us in His Word about what Christianity is, what it means to be who is a Christian? What are some other subjects?
Well, we've talked about the two subjects of truth and love. I mean,
yes,
and we're
we'll delve into those more deeply.
Yeah, we're given an introduction here about we may not have answered all the questions. Maybe our discussions maybe have caused some questions. So yeah, we'll have a episode devoted to love, to truth, how we can know the truth, how they relate to one another. Justice, that's another term that you find in newspapers and in podcasts and in news programs, is, and people want justice. Can justice truly be there? How about hope? Is there any hope for anyone in the world? Or should we just be depressed for the rest of our lives? What is the nature of man?
What's our purpose?
Should I treat somebody and their choice? Let's say they have a different opinion than I do. How should I treat them? Well, our scripture in Christianity tells us how we should treat one another. So those are just a beginning. Hopefully we'll go on and benefit. And there'll be other topics that will come up. We're also, as we talked about, John, we're going to do interviews for people here in the city as well as the Bay Area. We're going to go up on campus and ask questions and maybe use those as a way of, you know, based upon their answers, as a way of introduction, of answering their questions. So, yeah, those are the types of things that we're attempting to do.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to hear and be able to explore, well, with people here in Berkeley, like you're saying, even the answers to what, at least what they think some of these questions are, and then we compare those with what we know about them from what God tells us.
Yeah, as we say, what the scriptures say about them as we explore God's word. Yeah. Hopefully we're going to learn something as we go through these things.
Yeah.
Because we're always learning.
We will. For sure. Well, so let me summarize the goal of our podcast in this way. In Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus, he writes, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. So speaking, proclaiming the truth in love is what we as a congregation of Jesus Christ are called to do, and by extension, what we'll be doing with each episode of our podcast.
By the way, we thank you for joining us as you hear this podcast. We hope that you will do it again as we post them. Yeah. Until then, we invite you to explore our church. If you're local, we would love you to come. That's the best way to come to get to know us. If you have any questions, we can answer some questions personally. But we also have a presence on the World Wide Web. Yep. Our web address is berkeleyopc.org. There you'll find a little bit more about who we are. If you're local, that may be the first way you get to know us. A lot of people may not, you know, get a little bit more before they visit. But if you're not local, we'd invite you to take a look. Our sermons, our weekly sermons, are posted there as well. And hopefully, if you're in the Bay Area, we would invite you to visit us. We would love for you to come and we can talk to you. That is the best way to get to know us. Hopefully we're going to be friendly people. Hopefully that will be reflected on these podcasts, and hopefully it's reflected as we speak to you.
Yeah, we thank you so much for spending this time with us, and until next time, may the Lord bless you.